Amalkitar, it means I love you. And so to Ruth and Andrew, I say Amalkitar, and to Melody, Evangeline, and Liberty May, Amalkitar. So just want to share really about our wonderful time in the Philippines. Sorry, didn't expect this to happen. I just thank God for all of you here, for all your prayers and encouragement, because I think without it, you know, it wouldn't be such an awesome, blessed time. We really felt God's care, God's protection, and such God's blessing upon each one of us while we were there. And we're looking at the photographs there. You know, our journey was amazing, really, because when you think, I mean, the funny thing was that we'd set off like 7 hours aeroplane, 9 hours wait in Dubai, 8 hours to Manila. Then we sat 2 hours in absolutely boiling hot bus stop outside for 2 hours waiting for the bus. Andrew's car broke down, so we had to get this bus, which took us 6 hours to get to Rawis, where Ruth and Andrew live. And when we got there, it was literally, we set off here Friday morning, and we arrived Sunday morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, so literally 8 hours later. And it was like, for me, the highlight was to see the faces of all the ladies. When we got off this bus, I was thinking, how are we going to get to the hotel? We got off the bus, and they got these tricycles, what you call the tricycles, and we all got in there. Hannah got on the motorbike, and all of us had to get in the back. And Santa's face was class. She was like, is this for real? Like, are we really going to do this? You know, no helmets, no straps in, no nothing. The luggage just piled on the top of the, you know, like, are they going to tie that on there? No, actually, no. And they just shoot off, you know, and it's like, wow, you know. So it's like the experience, you know, the whole culture shock is just amazing, really, when you go there. But I'm just going to get the girls up in 1 second just to share about their highlight, really, of the week. And as you can see by the photographs there, we did basically, we all had opportunity to share, and we shared about the Holy Spirit, about the grace of God, about the Father's love, and about being filled with the Holy Spirit and gifts of the Holy Spirit. And there was ministry time, and there was opportunity. Santa did some beautiful artwork, and it was just amazing what God did in the midst of it. I think for me, the highlight was, you know, usually I'm going with Martin to these places, and he's the one who's leading the way. But it's actually for me, it's like, right, Margaret, you're the one who has to lead the way. So that was like, right, here we go. And it's like, okay, Lord, show me what to do. You know, every meeting, it was like, okay, right now, what's going to happen? And it's like, you have to do all that you're going to do, and then be prepared to do the next thing, and then you wait for God. And that was awesome. Every meeting, the artwork, and Laura did dance workshop with ribbons and flags. And it was just so amazing. Like, God just worked and people's lives, and just touched people so much. But I'd like to get the ladies up, if they would like to come up now and just share their highlight.
This was amazing. It was a blessed trip, and everything was perfect, I think, even the warm weather. And the thing that really touched my heart was the New Vision Church is actually the youth group. There's not old people in the church. And what was most amazing is that children had come to a point where they said, the enemy has stolen so much from them. He has stolen from that generation of their moms and dads, and they are desperate for a change. They don't no longer agree with that generation. They want a change. And these youth are crying out. They are praying through the night so that the Lord can do something better for them, that they will no longer be poor, that there will be food in their houses, and that their families will be healthy. And I praise the Lord that we can be part of that, and just to be there to just give them their little push. So in Jesus' name, thank you. I think my special moment was that morning when we arrived at the conference and the people were sitting there, and there was about 80 women, and they were so excited, and they wanted to be there, and they wanted to They wanted to say hello to us and shake our hands and just say welcome to their country. So praise the Lord for that.
Yeah, it's a little bit overwhelming. I think looking at those photos again, I felt very emotional as well and kind of think, I want to be back there. I was telling people yesterday, I feel like I wish I could just cross the road and be there and then cross the road and be back at home and have the best of both worlds, you know, and just support them with what's going on over there. I think my special real like, well, there's so many, that's the trouble, so many highlights. Totally loved preaching with an interpreter. That was awesome. So exciting. And Pastor Raoul, who interpreted, he was just the most lovely man you could, you know, ever want to meet. Gorgeous man. And also just the first day of the conference when we had lunch together, I just sat down with some of the Filipino ladies and I just, like, I don't know, it felt like I was just devouring something, you know, just that they were so gracious and thankful and loving and interested. And like, then I went to this other table and it's almost like there was four older women, but they were like little kids. They were like all vying for my attention. They all wanted to talk to me and ask me things, and it was just so lovely, you know. And I just felt so humbled by how welcoming they were. I just felt, I think if it's been the other way around and people had come to my church or whatever, I don't know if I'd been so like that. So I think the challenge for me is just this absolutely gracious attitude, you know, so warm and welcoming, and none of this kind of, well, we're, you know, we're a bit more advanced than you and all that. It was just humbling and challenging, yeah. And then trusting God as well, trusting God with my family back home, and just God used the whole experience to really break through some major fears of mine. So from a personal point of view, I'm no longer afraid of the third world. Woohoo! So, yeah. So I always wanted to be a missionary when I was a kid, and then things happened and all these fears crept in, but who knows? Who knows the future, Darren? You know, we might be going somewhere after all.
For me, it was so lovely to go as part of this team here, you know, the ladies, and to see how God was using each one of us, really, and the different gifts he was bringing out, like with Santa, with the prophetic heart, you know, just seeing all the gifts that God has given us and getting to know the ladies so much more. And just all the different ladies there, the Filipinos as well, just the lovely ladies. Yeah, it was just really lovely. And on a personal level, I'd kind of prepared myself to go to the Philippines. I thought, right, okay, God's either going to give me some words or he isn't. And I know that when I've spoken before, he's given me the words to speak, so that was fine. But then suddenly it was like, dance workshop. Aha. I used to go to a dance and drama school, and that's kind of like, I kind of thought that was kind of like way behind me sort of thing. And I dance for God and I worship, you know, and sometimes prophetically he will speak to me through movement and things. So, but that was my biggest challenge, was to suddenly run this dance workshop. So it happened at my most unfittest state, I think. But yeah, that was good. And that kind of reignited something in me, I think. Yeah, that's a God-given gift, and he's given us all gifts, really. And he wants us to use those gifts. And we're all special and unique, and that was really what spoke to me. You know, we all have these unique giftings that God has given us, and we shouldn't ignore them and press them down. It's actually, yeah, let's take what he has given us, and however small or humble we may think that may be, just to give that up to God and see what he can do with it, you know. So that was just really exciting.
It was like, it was incredible to be there and have that opportunity to go over. I've always wanted to go over to Asia, and life got in the way. And now I got a chance to go, and it was just such a blessing to see how thankful people were for like the little they had as well. Like, they didn't have a lot. Some people's, the beds were cardboard on the floor, and shared beds with their like brothers and sisters. And you know, just to see everything, they were just so grateful and so thankful. And I think, for me, there was just this massive, like, overwhelming sense of freedom. Like, especially, like, one of my biggest highlights was actually Laura's dance workshop, because there was so much freedom, and then you just looked around the room and you could just see that people were just so much in God's presence and just loving it, really. It was amazing. And I really, really admire Ruth and Andrew for kind of, like, just going over there and living their lives that way. Like, to me, that is, like, what it means to kind of give up your life but to find it. And that is what they do every day for their lives. And, like, I just think, well, we need to kind of keep praying for them and keep blessing them and keep them in our thoughts, because it's not easy. And I just admire them so much for what they do, and praise God for them.
So it was Band of Sisters Conference and M61 mission, really, to the Philippines. But for us, it was, you know, beautiful time together. And like I say, we saw God just bless each one of us and use each one. And we just thank God, yeah, for Ruth and Andrew for all the hard work. And it really was Band of Sisters here, but also Band of Sisters together with all the ladies in the Philippines. We're so welcomed and so blessed. So we'll just pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for our opportunity, Lord, to go to the Philippines and to run this Band of Sisters conference, Father. And Father, we thank you that you spoke to us at the beginning about we go in low profile, but actually you are the one who has the high impact. And Father, we thank you for that, Lord, that, you know, we can do all that we do, but without you, it's nothing. And we pray, Lord, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will continue all that you've begun, Lord, and everything that was shared, spoken, and given over there, Father, and all that we received. We pray that you will bless in Jesus' name. Amen.